Now, I went most of my life having allergies over anything. And a lot of you have had this, right? The dust or the pollen, all those dang trees, cats, dogs. And it lasted most of my life until medical school. So how did I put my allergies into remission over the last 12 years? I'm going to tell you on this podcast. But first, we need to understand why. What's happening? Allergy is described as an exaggerated response by the body's immune system to otherwise inert substances present in the environment, right? They're not supposed to have a reaction by your immune system, an inflammatory reaction. But these substances known as allergens trigger the immune response and can cause various symptoms. Allergies can affect everyone. Regardless of age, gender, or ethnic background, they can range from mild to severe. And I know a lot of you listening have really severe allergies and really dread allergy season coming. And some of you are just kind of, it bothers you one day to the other. But regardless, there's an imbalance in your immune system. And it's not something that should just be passed by, like, oh, it's allergy season, I get them every now and then. It's actually a signal from our body that we really need to pay attention to. So some of the genetic environmental factors behind allergies give us the propensity to develop these allergies more and more, especially more exaggerated over time. And there's genetic and environmental components. Genetically, there are variations in genes that affect the production and response of IgE, that is immunoglobulin in your body, an antibody that can predispose us to allergic reactions. Some of you just have really sensitive antibodies. Your immune system, your immune cells are responding very sensitively based on genetic components. But also there's environmental factors, which actually play a bigger role than this genetic change. The environmental factors really need to be considered more. The exposure to allergens at certain times can affect the likelihood of developing these allergies, right? So there's something called a hygiene hypothesis. You may have heard about it. It suggests that when we reduce our exposure to infections during early childhood, it's actually associated with an increase of risk of allergies. Conversely, if we're exposed to a diverse array of microorganisms and we've gotten sick when we were kids, it can actually make our immune system more tolerant. So one of the first things I always think about is, if someone has grown up with allergies, what is their level of sanitization of themselves? I think about how much was that child exposed to microorganisms, or were they kept in a bubble? Were their hands always being washed? Was the house always being sanitized all throughout, right? Were they not allowed to get in the mud and get dirty? It's usually those children that develop allergies over time, and they become increasingly worse and worse. They may come as eczema in the beginning, and then they may come as allergies, and then they may come as autoimmune disease down the line, but there's an immune system dysfunction. So really, when we have children, we want to let our children roll around the mud. We want to let our children get dirty, get sick, be exposed to all different types of things, animals, dirt, environments, microorganisms, other children. Them getting sick isn't necessarily a bad thing, right? So we don't want to keep our children in a bubble. Allergies are a type 1 hypersensitivity reaction. What happens in the body is when you're exposed to an allergen, say pet dander, right? You come into your friend's house, and one of the worst for me was cats. I would go into my friend's house and there'd be the allergen, right? In the pet dander. And I would breathe it in and my immune system would recognize it, right? And they're going to deem it harmful, mistakenly, right? We should be able to breathe in cat fur or the dander. And in response to it, what happened in my body was there'd be a production of a very specific immunoglobulin called IgE. And these antibodies were fighting against that allergen. It saw the allergen as harmful, or it's going to be problematic in the body. But these antibodies bind to the immune cells, and these immune cells are called mast cells. And these are the cells that are releasing all of that histamine, which is really going to affect our full body. And these cells are found in the skin, in the lungs, in the digestive system, all throughout the bloodstream. And these mast cells and another type of cell called basophils are all activated, releasing all of these mediators in the body that are causing allergies. And these chemical mediators are histamine, cytokine proteins, leukotrienes, prostaglandins. These mediators that are released from these cells are the reason we're experiencing allergic-like reactions. We are experiencing the inflammation, the bronchoconstriction, right? Our lungs or our airway closes up. It constricts more. Increased vascular permeability, right? We have some swelling, redness in the body, smooth muscle contractions. And then we start getting all of those symptoms like the sneezing or the sinus congestion or the inflammation, or even leading to sinusitis, the inflammation of our sinuses. And that can lead to sometimes headaches, And ones I really hated was the watery, itchy eyes, the runny nose. A lot of you have that, right? The itchy nose, itchiness all over the body. And you may not know that fatigue can be connected to your allergies. You might not have a runny nose or itchiness in the body or watery eyes. You may just be fatigued. That also can be allergies. Your body, your immune system is reacting, overreacting to something in your environment. NuZest Good Green Vitality has revolutionized my approach to holistic health. As a believer in whole body wellness, this is an all-in-one nutritional supplement that has been a significant find to my overall wellness regimen. In the past, I championed a green powder that was fantastic, but got really expensive. So I wanted to find the best quality one for the cheapest price. And we found the NuZest Good Green Vitality, and it just came out. It's crafted with an impressive blend of vitamins, minerals, and superfoods. It's a true symphony of nutrients designed to support every aspect of your health. It bridges the gap between what we eat and what our bodies truly need, providing comprehensive nourishment. The convenience factor is unparalleled. Now imagine replacing several bottles of supplements with just one scoop of Good Green Vitality. It simplifies life without compromising on quality or nutrition. And my own experience has been wonderful. I take it every single morning. I put it in water. Sometimes I put it in a smoothie, but it's one of the first things that I have in my body. And I have better energy, better digestion, a stronger immune system. I have yet to get sick. The winter just passed, knock on wood. And those are just a few benefits. I enjoy the taste. It's easy to mix, and I can put it in anything. Good Green Vitality isn't just a supplement. It's a commitment to your overall health. And I encourage you to embrace this path to vitality. It's a step towards nurturing your body, mind, and spirit. You can get 20% off of all NuZest products using the code DRG at checkout. Remember, Good Green Vitality, my favorite green powder. If you want to use a green powder, this is the number one Dr. G approved one right now. Head to nuzest.usa.com/Dr. G to learn more and start your journey towards whole body wellness with Good Green Vitality, the most bomb green powder out there. That is nuzest-usa.com/DRG. Use the code DRG for 20% off. Look, staying hydrated is the key to feeling your best. It was my first post ever on Instagram about hydration and water. But, you know, all the concerns about tap water and quality of tap water, I did a lot of shows on it talking about you can even find what is the quality of your tap water. It's hard to know if what you're drinking is truly clean. And for me, it's so important, so, so important. This is one of the first interventions I tell people, the first investment. Get yourself a good quality water filter, the most pure water without worrying about those contaminants. That's why I'm super excited to share with you AquaTrue. If you followed me, I've been talking about AquaTrue since 2018. I've had it since 2018. And I'm so happy they're a sponsor because it's something that I really have been using for the long term. AquaTrue purifiers, they use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, meaning they tackle all those harmful contaminants right head on. And what's the best part? There's no installation, no plumbing required. You plug it in and you're good to go. Almost half of the US tap water contains PFAS. These are forever chemicals, polyfluorinated chemicals that we get from the water. Usually a byproduct of the industry that goes into the clouds, it rains, and it gets all over our water system. It is one of the biggest concerns in environmental medicine right now. AquaTrue certified to remove these contaminants and many more to give you that peace of mind. Plus, their range of purifiers fits every single home, from countertop options to under sink models. And don't forget, they also have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost option. Check that one out. But really, one of the main reasons I love AquaTrue is because not only does it remove all of those really, really concerning chemicals, the ones that I talk about so much on the show, the ones that were found throughout so many water systems across the United States that cause so many diseases, including cancer, we have something that removes that. It's affordable and long-lasting, lasting up to 6 months to 2 years, these filters. And think about it. One set of filters makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents of a bottle. If you're going out to the supermarket and buying those water bottles by the dozen or by the 30 pack, not only are you putting a burden to the environment with the plastic, you're putting a burden to your body with the plastic, and it's not even quality water. So since switching to AquaTrue, it's been the best of the best. Everyone in my family has one. All my friends have one. And the best part is AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you can try it risk-free. And for you, the Heal Thyself listener, you get 20% off of any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTRU.com and enter the code DRG at checkout. So if you're ready to upgrade your water game and enjoy pure, clean water straight from the tap, don't wait. Go to AquaTrue.com and use the code DRG for 20% off. Now, when it comes to allergens, they can be classified in different types. There's the environmental ones. That's the ones that we know, right? The pollen from the trees, the grasses, the weeds, the dust mites, the animal dander that I talked about before, but even things like mold. These are commonly responsible for a lot of the respiratory issues. But there's also food allergens. And these are the things like peanuts, tree nuts, eggs, milk, wheat, soy, fish, shellfish. These are some of the foods that can be life-threatening to people. They'll have an IgE reaction by the immune system. Insect allergens, there's people who have been stung by bees, ants, or hornets, bitten by mosquitoes, bitten by ants, and have actually died from it. That is the overreaction of the immune system. They would die from the bronchoconstriction, the respiratory, they can't breathe and they die. There's drug allergens, a lot of people can be allergic to antibiotics like penicillin, and also contact allergens. A lot of you don't think about this, but certain metals like nickel, if you're wearing a necklace made out of nickel, you may notice that it causes redness around that certain area of the skin, but also cosmetics and laundry detergent, huge one we don't think about. Why our kids are coming down with eczema, could be laundry detergent. So let's think about the type of allergens that are out there. Now, you may notice that allergens worsen over time, and I want you to think about this analogy. When you think of a cup, that's going to be representative of your immune system's capacity to hold, right? It's its capacity to hold the load. Now, if we're pouring in dirty water, right? Think of like brown soil, dirty water. Those are all the things that are burdening your immune system, right? So a healthy newborn immune system will be able to, for the most part, to tolerate over time this dirty water. And the things that are contributing to dirtying that water are the environmental toxins, the things on our skin, right? The things that we drink, the things we breathe in, all of those chemicals in the environment that I talk about on the show so much, how to clean up your home, right? How to clean up your water, clean up your air. All those things begin to add dirty water into that immune system capacity. We have things like mold that we don't even really check for or not educated yet enough on that can be one of the big things that is adding dirty water into that cup. And then you're adding things like food that are causing inflammation, right? So not only are you being exposed to dirty water from the environmental stuff, now you have foods that are causing inflammation, those processed foods, the sugary foods, right? The flours, the processed carbohydrates, all of the snacks, all of the things that don't have nutrient, all the things that really aren't coming from Earth. We're thinking about how they're playing into each other. And then the allergen, when you're exposed to it, the pet dander, right? Or the grass or the tree sensitivity that you have, that's the thing that overflows that cup. And that's when we begin to manifest that immune dysfunction to common allergens. And I'm going to say this caveat, the size of that cup is also determined by stress. Not everyone's born with the same size immune capacity cup, but also stress will shrink it. So the more stressed we are, the more genetically predisposed we have to a poor holding immune system, and then the more we're exposed to all this stuff in our environment is going to cause the expression of allergies or some sort of immune dysfunction. Now, if you go to your allergist, they're going to recommend conventional treatments, and they work, right? The Benadryls, the Dramamines, the Claritins, the Allegras, they all work, but they're not without side effects, right? Drowsiness and dry mouth. Maybe a lot of you have already experienced that and know some of those side effects. Urine retention, difficulty concentrating. We even know that concentrating is an issue when you're undergoing an allergic reaction. Constipation, blurred vision, headaches, earaches, sore throat. Things like respiratory infections already when you're suffering with a respiratory system that is burdened. Nervousness and anxiety. Did you know that it's connected to a lot of these allergy medicines? Behavioral issues. Maybe you don't know that you're giving your kid these allergy medicines and it's causing disruptions in their behavior in school. Nausea, heartburn, fever, stuffy nose, rashes, cough, the things you're trying to treat. And increased risk of dementia, as I mentioned, with those first generation antihistamines like Benadryl. But here's the real take home. These allergy medicines, the Benadryls, the Claritins, the Allegras, et cetera, they don't really get to the root of what's happening. You really have to understand what's happening in allergies that is causing you to be so sensitive and miserable every single year. And you might not even know you have allergies, but I want you to think about, are you getting sick, quote unquote, the same time every single year? If it's happening right around the same time every year, you might want to start thinking about allergies and start tracking it, right? So when it comes to the association with dementia over the long term with the usage of these first generation antihistamines, we need a more responsible approach to take care of this. So as a naturopathic doctor, what do? We look at the whole person. We look to get to the root. What is happening, right? Because we can't just be treating Band-Aids downstream. nor do I want to recommend just supplements downstream. What we want to do is get to the root, and that's why I'm here to help you. I'm going to tell you what I did, and I'm going to tell you what I've done for many of my clients in the past. Here are the three things that I did in school to heal myself from allergies. One, you want to reduce that dirty water load, what I was talking about before. First and foremost, you want to balance something called the TH1 and TH2 immune system. I'm going to tell you how to do that. And number three, you have to heal your gut. Most people with allergies or who suffer with allergies have issues with their gut. Now, to go back to that dirty water analogy, number one, when we think about the environmental toxins that go on our skin or that we drink or that we breathe in, the home toxins like mold, those foods that cause inflammation, we have to start thinking about all of the things in our life that are burdening our immune system, right? Here's a really good time. You can even write them out. Think about what are the things that you've been using for a long time, didn't really think about that shampoo with the scent, that soap with the scent, the cologne or perfume, the Febreze plug-in you have in your house. We're talking about the cleaners that you use when you clean up the house or the laundry detergent. All of those, they add up. They add dirty water into the immune system capacity cup. So we want to start making those small interventions now. Start doing it now to start emptying or start lightening the darkness of that soiled water, right? Start diluting it, start bringing it back to clear water. And this is your responsibility. You need to look at what are the things that are going on in your skin? What are the things you're breathing in? And what are the things that you're eating? When you look at all of these together, eating more organic foods, coming from the farmer's market, getting quality fruits and vegetables, getting anti-inflammatory foods in your system that I'm going to talk about when I go into the gut section. We really want to audit that part of our life. Think about the dirty water analogy, okay? The second one that most likely your allergy doctor has never talked to you about is the TH1 and TH2 balance. Now, the immune system's complexity is shaped really by the T helper cells. This is the TH cells. They play critical roles in basically orchestrating how our immune system is responding. And TH1 cells, they're a type of T lymphocyte, if you remember back when you were doing biology. It's a white blood cell and it's super critical for our immune responses, right? Usually when there's an immune dysfunction or immune driven disease, there's something going on with the T lymphocytes. And these are the cells that help activate and direct other immune cells. They're sort of the orchestrators. And I want you to think about it this way. Remember seesaw when you were a kid in the playground and you really wanted to run and jump on the seesaw and use it first and then your friend came? It's about balance, right? One side is TH1, one side is TH2. TH1 responses are crucial for fighting viruses or certain bacterial infections, right? When it's overactive, when that TH1 response is too big, when there's a heavy kid and that kid is pushing down that seesaw, what's happening is we see the development of certain autoimmune diseases, the thyroiditis, Hashimoto's, the Sjogren's, the psoriasis, right? The Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. These are things that we see when TH1 is too heavy, too dominant. We see things like type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis. This is when the immune system is attacking normal cells in the body. Now, the other side of the seesaw, TH2 responses are essential for defending against parasitic infections and promoting allergic type reactions. So when you have the heavier set kid on the TH2 side, the overactivity of the TH2 responses can lead to allergic conditions, including asthma, rhinitis, runny nose, dermatitis, right? The eczemas of the world, where your body is overreacting to harmless substances like a pollen or a pet dander, as I said before. Now, what we want to do in naturopathic medicine, or when any medicine that really treats the whole, is we want to think about what is out there that is going to cause less side effects, if any, versus a lot of these allergy medicines that are brought out conventionally, right? And the question is, do those exist? Yeah, they exist. There's a lot of natural medicines out there that are helpful at balancing our TH1 and TH2 system. Astragalus, one of the best ones out there. Medicinal mushrooms, fantastic, especially reishi, one of my favorite ones. Edible mushrooms, organic ones, really, really important to have in your diet. Omega-3 essential fatty acids, I talk about those all the time. Those are really going to start helping balance your TH1, TH2 system. But also you're getting natural antihistamines and mast cell stabilizers. These are the things that are actually going to help not only balance TH1 and TH2, but there's also other natural agents out there that not only balance TH1 and TH2, but they also actually stabilize those cells that are releasing all that histamine, right? Those mast cells, they stabilize the mast cells. Those are things like vitamin C and flavonoids. Nettle leaf tea, nettle leaf supplement, quercetin, one of my favorite ones that has been, that helped me the most when I went through healing from allergies. There's also leukotriene inhibitors. These are other factors that are released by cells like histamine that cause these allergic reactions. Those again are the omega-3 fatty acids. There's another fantastic one, Indian frankincense or boswellia. And then there's corticosteroid modulators, things that actually reduce that inflammation like ashwagandha, black currant, licorice. These are all really well-tolerated medicines for the most part, but of course, talk to your doctor. But really, one of the most important things, the most important approaches is to treat your gut. You have to treat your gut. If your gut is out of whack, you are not going to heal from allergies. I'm going to give you the best way, the best approach to heal your gut and heal your allergies. You want to take it in four steps. Number one, you want to remove inflammatory triggers and pathogens. The first step is you're removing all of those buggers that are causing inflammation in the body. The chronic stress, if you're drinking chronic alcohol, you're removing this. Anything that is causing inflammation in the intestines, you want to target those pathogens that are imbalanced, all the bacteria in your microbiome that is causing a dysbiotic reaction that are not benefiting you properly. And that might be through pharmaceutical medications. That might be through antibiotics if you need it, right? If you really need it, this might be the best approach. Or it might be through antimicrobial herbal supplements that you talk to your doctor about. But the inflammatory foods also should be removed from your diet. And these are the things like the alcohols, the food additives, anything that you know you're sensitive, your immune system is sensitive to when you eat it, these got to be removed. It's all about the name of the game, reducing inflammation in the body, removing gluten if that's something, refined starches and sugar, saturated fats, trans fatty acids. These are all things that can cause inflammation in the body. And you want to replace those inflammatory foods with gut healing foods. So the second step is to bring in those gut healing foods into your system. These are the anti-inflammatories. These are the herbs and spices like turmeric, rosemary, garlic, using extra virgin olive oil, high fiber foods, upping that fiber slowly, not crazy, right? You're like 5 grams a week, 10 grams a week, boop, take it slow. More vegetables, more fruits, more nuts, more mushrooms, edible mushrooms, omega-3 fatty acids found in the wild. You can get it in wild-caught fish. So now the name of the game is you see part one, you're removing the things that are causing inflammation. It could be the bacteria, the dysbiotic bacteria. It could be all of those foods. Number two is you're bringing the things that are reducing the inflammation, the anti-inflammatory step. And certain dietary supplements can be really helpful in this part two step. This is where you might want us to think about digestive enzymes to help break down fats and proteins and carbohydrates. And you might want us to think about HCL, betaine, right, to support your stomach acid. You might want to think about ox bile to help with breaking down fats and nutrient absorption, right? These are really important steps that are going to be really helpful at healing the gut. Now, number three, see, a lot of us are so fast to take probiotics immediately, but you don't want to take those until you've created an environment where the probiotics can thrive. Now, number three is this is when you're re-inoculating the microbiome with that beneficial bacteria. Now is when probiotic supplementation comes in. You want to get a really good one with good evidence-based strains like Bifidobacterium or Lactobacillus. And these supplements can improve your health and your digestive system by enhancing the secretion of even more anti-inflammatory substances, supporting your immune system. We know that the microbiome can support and influence the immune system for the better. The altered microbial composition is going to reduce that intestinal permeability that is causing the inflammation around the whole body, specifically a lot of this immune dysfunction. The name of the game, again, is reducing the inflammation, adding in anti-inflammatories, really start establishing a good gut microbiome so it can help your immune system start healing. And these are the probiotic foods, even bringing in fermented foods or yogurts or fermented vegetables, fermented soy products. Probiotics and foods are fantastic. They're fantastic for so many people. This is where you're eating the prebiotic foods. And number four, repairing the gut lining. The final step to all this is now you repair the gut lining and you're utilizing specific nutrients and medicinal herbs that have been shown that we know to decrease the permeability and inflammation in the body. These are the aloe veras of the world. These are the mastic gums of the world. The DGL, deglycerinated licorice, L-glutamine, marshmallow root, omega-3 fatty acids, polyphenols, right? The fantastic, fantastic compounds found in plants, the quercetins, the curcumins, vitamin D, zinc, all of these is going to be part of your protocol for this last step of repairing. You want to make sure, now big picture, as a reminder, getting rid of all that inflammation, turning down the fire, start healing with these anti-inflammatories in the system. Now you start reseeding the gut with a good microbiome, right? So you can build a robust microbiome and then you're healing that lining of the gut. Those are the steps that have helped me with my allergies. So remember, the reason we're treating the gut is because the microbiome and all the factors that it's releasing and the communication it has, it's intimate with the immune system. The immune system is in a direct communication with our gut microbiome. So the worse off the gut microbiome is, the worse off the immune system is. We know that. So you gotta heal the gut, balance a TH1, TH2 immune system seesaw, and clean out that dirty water. You do these three steps, I'm gonna be surprised if your allergies are still here. Shoot, man, I should get paid for that one. There you go. And as always, this isn't medical advice. Talk to your doctor and make sure you're cleared for everything. But thank you for listening to this segment of Heal Thyself. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe if you haven't yet. And to stay up to date on the courses and events that I offer, subscribe to our newsletter at drchristiangonzalez.com and send this show to anyone who needs healing. And remember, as you heal yourself, you heal another just by you being your most authentic, embodied, and healthy version of yourself. I love you all, truly. Go spread your light.